Jake, how are you this morning?
Tony?
How many people are members of America's For Prosperity Michigan?
In Michigan, we have 51,000 members, and though you know, we work with Tea Party folks, and a lot of our members consider themselves to be Tea Partiers, we're not a Tea Party. In fact, we had the first taxpayer Tea Party rally in the state in 2007. So we're older than the Tea Party, though the Tea Party is certainly a great movement, and we're proud to help them out in making change happen.
Tell us about your thoughts on hearing Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal.
Well, there were a lot of good things. There were a lot of cuts that were made. We think there could have been more cuts and reforms so that we wouldn't have to have these income tax increases. We really agree with one of the things the governor said. He said that this is something that really should have been done in the 1980s. And the reason why these cuts are so painful is because state government has been putting off making reforms and facing up to reality for so long. And now we have some of these cuts that really are really rather tragic, especially the cuts to education. But that's what you get when you kick the can down the road.
Is there anything that you saw, that you read, that you disagree with?
That we disagree with from the governor's budget proposal?
Correct.
We don't like some of the tax increases, getting rid of some of the income tax deductions. We think that the budget could have been balanced if he had made further cuts. We agree with Nolan Finley from the Detroit News that the governor should have tried to eliminate health care benefits for retired state employees. Could have gotten rid of the 21st Century Job Fund entirely. There's just a lot of other cuts that could have been made. But we do like the business tax cuts that he's introduced. Those are very positive.
So you're more in favor in making this a business-friendly state, and then wherever there are deficiencies in the budget, making cuts.
Yes, that's the way that the state can actually get more money, is to have a better economy. We have to grow our way out of this problem. And Michigan is just not competitive with other states. I think last month we might have moved up from the 50th worst state to something like 49th. We're just not competitive with other states. Young people are going to keep leaving. We're going to keep having these budget problems until we make Michigan a better place to do business.
Should individuals as well as businesses take on the burden of reducing this budget?
Yes, everyone's going to have to sacrifice, and it looks like everyone is going to sacrifice in the governor's budget. We all have to play a role in that.
Well, in looking over the website, I noticed that you have a plan on what you'd like to see the governor do, and there are many different areas that you talk about: transparency and comprehensive tax reform and a school of choice for all Michigan students. Is there anything on your list, and there's seven items there, that you think the governor still needs to address?
Well, we know the governor is a big fan of transparency, and I'm sure that's something he'll be pushing for more strongly coming up. He's talked a lot about it. There's a bill that Representative Tom McMillan has to make all of the state spending be available online, so that if you want to see how much the state government spent on a certain item, you can just search for it just like you would on Google. You don't have to hire a lawyer and FOIA the government and spend $100 just to find out how much the state spent on paper.
All right. Well, overall, it sounds like you're pleased with what the governor did.
Well, we're more pleased than we were with any of Jennifer Granholm's budgets, though there was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth yesterday at the cuts. A lot of that came from local governments. We don't really think that it was that drastic, though. It's not really a very large reduction in the size of state government. There were folks who said it was going to be like dropping an atomic bomb yesterday, and we frankly think it was more like a firecracker. But it is a step in the right direction in most respects.
Jake, before I let you go, what's your take on what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin? Do you believe that here in the state of Michigan, collective bargaining should be taken away from unions?
I don't think it should be taken away from all unions. I think that we need labor relations reform, especially at the state level. The unions do have too much power. I understand that they took over the state capitol in Wisconsin, and though the unions have not physically taken over the state capitol in Lansing, metaphorically they took over the capitol in Lansing a long time ago, and that's got to stop. And you know, we've got to put the people back in charge of this state, not because we've left it to the union bosses far too long, and this is the kind of mess we're in because of that.
All right, Jake Davidson is with Americans for Prosperity Michigan. If people want to know more about APM, how do they do that?
If they want to learn more about AFP Michigan, they can go to our website, which is www.michiganafp.com.